On a sunny Saturday, cars are pulling onto the boat at White's Ferry under the watchful eyes of the captain.
Aye, sir.
Next are the bikes. Scott Lake and his friends use the ferry on their way to their triathlon training.
Oh, I love the ferry. It feels like it's a step back in time. You get to enjoy being close to the river while also cutting your ride down to a manageable distance.
The best thing is that it's nostalgic. It's not updated. It's a throwback ferry. It does its job.
Since it began running in 1786, White's Ferry has been a widely used means of crossing the river that separates Maryland and Virginia. It was a popular transit point for troops during the American Civil War in the 1860s. The boat, the General Jubal A. Early, is named for a Confederate commander in the Civil War. Over time, the ferry changed hands. Malcolm Brown's family has owned it since 1946.
My father came home from the war, World War II, and he and some other fellows got together and bought the rights. In 1972, when I came home from the service, they asked me to get involved with it and run it. And I didn't really want to, but I agreed to do it for a year. And it got busier and busier.
As the business grew, so did the boat. The Browns' first ferry carried three cars. That was replaced by a steel boat for 15 cars, and later came the current 24-car vessel pulled by a cable. The only ferry operating on the Potomac River is popular among the region's commuters.
It's a lot less traffic. It's a lot less headache. I use it every day. I take it on the way to work. I've been doing it for about 8 years now.
It's certainly much quicker to get where I need to go, and it's also a lovely ride.
They say the short ride, $5 one way or $8 round trip, is worth it. David Pierce Jr. and three other licensed captains shuttle the passengers in shifts from 5 o'clock in the morning to 11 at night, year round.
Wish it was a longer ride, though, not 3.5 minutes. It takes really a multitask because we have to look at the river, land the boat, and collect all at the same time before we get to the other side.
Unless a big bridge is built nearby, White's Ferry will keep connecting both sides of the Potomac River. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.